Now, we live in a world which is three-dimensional in its essence, in our human self. That's what we see, length, height and width. But within that length and height and width, there's a subtlety. For instance, you can tune in 700 kilocycles on your radio, and you've got one station. Now, that has nothing to do with length, height, and width. You can go a little higher, 750 kilocycles, and right in the very same place where you're standing, you've got another station. And you can go up to 1300, 1400, keep changing stations, pulling in sound at different levels of waves. Longer waves, then shorter waves, faster waves, all where you are. And then you can switch over to another band. You can tune in on a TV band at a different level of wave, and you can capture pictures. You can tune into microwaves. You can go into infrared rays. You can go into ultraviolet and gamma, and you can go right on out to cosmic, and you still have less than 1% of the light, because what you're looking at and what you're receiving is still not the light that he was revealing. This light of radio waves, television waves, even infrared and ultraviolet, this light is effect. You must see that light begins with God. The Word was with God, the light was with God, the Spirit was with God, and this light is the sum and substance of all creation. There's nothing in creation that is not divine light. But catch it now, you heard about this, I don't know how many billion years away. Catch the infinity of vibration which light is capable of. The infinity of wavelength, the infinity of God. And see that God creates his creation as it slowly diminishes in vibration. Oh, you can't get numbers big enough to start with, but we'll start with no vibration. We'll start with light, which is infinite. It merely is. And then vibration, and more vibration, and each vibration becomes new civilizations. Suns, planets, galaxies, all diminishing down to the level of you and me. Still light, for we are the light of the world. But now, we have various levels of light, various levels of vibration. And you see, one level, looking at another, can never see it as it is. The only time you can see light as it is when you're running at the same speed as it is. When you're in one level of vibration, looking at another and another above it and another above it, you get distortion. And this is part of the secret of the various levels called mansions of the Father. Job gave us another thing when he said he hangeth the earth on nothing. All done with light. But in our level of light, we're but a fragment, a distortion, until we find the inner light, that light which can never be extinguished. Then instead of interpreting the light above us and below us and around us through our own human light, we begin to receive light at its own level of truth. Now, this is a strange light. This light has embodied within it love and wisdom and joy and beauty. This light has in it every attribute of God. It is divine light. These attributes of God flow out, and wherever they are received, they show forth. as the attributes of God. If they are received, you show forth harmony, wisdom, love, beauty, abundance. And if they are not, you show forth some modicum of that abundance, of that harmony, always just a fragment instead of the fullness of the light. Now we go back to the Sermon on the Mount Beatitudes and we see poor in spirit means poor in light. Keep receiving more light. Be meek unto the light. They climbed a mountain of light. He rose to the highest light so he could receive the truth and pour it forth into lower vibrations that we would receive. But come, my Father's house have many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Mansions of light, and climb through each mansion of light. How? The secret is I am the light, and I indwell thee as the light which in you is the pilot light, the one light that can never be extinguished. All else is but the imitation of light, the appearance of light that you have been judging wrongly through human wisdom, through a human mind. And so we begin a pilgrimage through the light with one guide, I. You can't go with your human mind. You must find I within you. For I am the way, I am the truth, I am the light, I am the bread. I will feed you, I will nourish you, I will be your water and your wine. Now you begin to look for this I to take you through the light, higher and higher into higher and higher vibrations, to be transfigured, to be quickened, to be lifted in the light to perceive reality. And so your life becomes a mounting, a quickening, a progression from the lower vibration of earth to the higher vibration of heaven. And because you cannot do it with your human mind, you begin to purify that human mind to become the pure at heart. You find that the moment you take on thought, you bring yourself into an earthly vibration of light. You find that thought is the barrier. You begin to realize the importance of the state of unthought. Remember the book, The Cloud of Unknowing. You learn how to unthink. You learn how to leave yourself open as a channel for the light. But come now, we're not there yet. The great revelation in Ye Are the Light of the World still has to be told. Finally, you must see this, that God did not create you. God did not create you. We must watch this. We must see what is meant by that statement. And I'd like to show it to you this way. Let's say that we have come into a state of believing that God created man. I'm reminded of what Einstein said about our prejudices or common sense. He was describing common sense and he said, common sense is the layer of prejudices that are laid up in a man's mind before he's 18. We begin to think that what we have learned must be so. And so we build up this layer of prejudices or prejudgments. Now perhaps you will see that prejudging that God created man can be a fatal mistake. For example, just to prove it out, let's say that we all agree, which we don't, that God created man. And now we have a Mr. Lee Oswald killing a Mr. Jack Kennedy. But if we believe that God created man, we're now stuck with a paradox. In fact, we're trapped in our own conviction, because now we must agree then that God created Lee Oswald that God created a murderer. And we must also agree that God, who created Jack Kennedy, could not protect his own creation. We must also see that Lee Oswald was more powerful than God because he could kill God's creation. And of course, you see the absurdities there. No, God didn't create man. And if you stood here with a machine gun and mowed down 30 people, you'd have to see that you didn't kill God's creation. And the great secret locked in ye are the light is just that. God didn't create man. But God is invisible man. There is no you. There's only God appearing invisibly as you. And your name has to be the light of God. Ye are the light of the world, and God is the light. We come into a completely different understanding of identity than the world has today. And we see why a dictionary has to leave out the meaning of light. God never creates anything. God manifests invisibly as that thing. God's complete creation is under glass. You cannot touch it. You can look at the image, the reflection of it, and call it yourself, but it isn't you. The you that is you is right where you are, but it is the light of God and is perfect and embodies all that God is. Because God can never be less than God, and God is all. Now, this is too staggering for us to catch intellectually and then go out and live it. Because we begin to associate this God manifesting as the physical form, and that isn't so. And so Jesus had to show that God doesn't manifest as a physical form, because that can be crucified. But God does manifest as the invisible light of that form, and that is eternal, and that is you. Ye are the light of the world. Now, this is his meaning, and this shows us why praying to God is so stupid. It would be like talking into the mirror and praying to your image in a mirror. It shows the true nature of prayer is the realization that I and the Father are one. That's right. My true name is I. I am the light of God. Well, that means the Father is the light that I am. I and the Father are one light, one spirit, one being. Now we see why we're all joint heirs in Christ. Christ is that one light, the Father of light. And Christ is the Son of the Father of light. And we are all that one Christ, joint heirs in the kingdom of God on earth. Now, as we begin to see that God then is not an external, we catch the truth of the kingdom of God is within you. There's no place to go to find supply. You already have it. Your problem is that you can't bring it out. You haven't known that it is the light of God that is supply. It's within. And the only way to get it is to give it. You can only get light when you give light. And so you've got to go forth and give light. You've got to cast light upon the waters to receive it. We can't glorify the human being. There is none. We must glorify the Father within. And so we begin to live a different way. The Beatitudes begin to be a very important blueprint for life. We've got to live in close proximity to the light of our being, to the point where we can see there's only one being, and that being is always you, the Son, and God the Father, one. And wherever you walk, the invisible spirit, the invisible light of God stands there. And you must reach that level of illumination which can say, thou seest me, thou seest the Father. Ye are the light of the world. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in that house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And you are told the kingdom of heaven, your Father, is within you. Nothing can be more direct than to say that wherever you stand, the Father stands. Nothing can be more direct than to say that God is standing where every individual on the earth stands, and right there, where all men are seen to be the light of God, you have dropped every color line that ever existed. You see at a glance why you're told to pray for your enemy, to forgive 70 times 7, to see no evil in any person because there is only light, and we're seeing through the density of human vision. We are seeing the complete and total annihilation of the orthodox message of God. Right in the Father of Christianity, we are seeing that the very same thing he said to the Pharisees of his day is true today. Your God is not a true God, for there is only one God. Thou seest me, thou seest the Father. Thou seest me, thou seest the God you're talking about. I don't have to go anywhere to find that God. You're looking at him. And when his disciples said, how did we help you? Oh, when you came to prison and fed me, when you clothed me, you were doing it to the Father. You cannot love God and not love your neighbor who is the very substance of God. We have here the true Christian meaning of God as it comes from the lips of its founder. And we are told that we must live in such a way that we shine our light for the world to see the glory of the Father. We cannot go forth and see another individual as a helpless cripple when we know his identity as the light of God. Our light must so shine that the light of that individual is caught up and he is lifted by the light of your being, the light of your realization of oneness, for the light of the other is the light of you. We have here a message which is so powerful that to learn to live it has taken us billions of years and maybe millions more. For we must learn that God is the sum and substance of all that is, and that all truth, all good, all perfection is embodied in the very nature of your being and has been before the world began. Before there was a concept called this world, you were. You were always the light of God. You will be forever. Nothing can change because God is that light and God is life eternal. And all of these qualities are the truth of each man's being. You know there's a new age afoot. There's nothing can stop it. If you catch the message, your household will catch the message. And your children will catch the message, and they will walk forth, and they will understand what Mary understood. She wasn't bringing forth flesh and blood. The light of God was expressing, and this was her immaculate conception. When every mother realizes this, we'll have immaculate conceptions on every street, of every avenue, of every city, of every country. The light of God will be born in every household through that mother's realization, and that child will walk forth in the consciousness of the light which the mother bequeaths it. God won't be hidden. God won't be behind a cloud. and you won't have to trudge 5 miles through the blizzard to get to find God in the little church around the corner. We'll discover the nature of God is right where I stand. We will be salted. We will have salt with one another. We will continue to seek only the kingdom of God within and its righteousness. And the light will always go before you because it's already there. Now this is the new dispensation he gave us. It seems ridiculous that it takes 2,000 years for men to hear it, to see it, to read it, to know it, to live it, to be it. Nevertheless, so it is. Ye are the light of the world, and our function is to let that light shine from within. Now, every time we violate the nature of our own being and see darkness where there is only light, we're turning our back on our own identity. We're turning our back on the presence of God. And of course, all we're really doing is limiting ourselves to a human experience which has already been described as a living tomb from which we try to find resurrection. Being resurrected in the light is the realization that God is the allness of the universe, the sum and substance of his creation, the light of all life, and that light is my light. That's a big swallow. It cannot be done only intellectually. The meekness to the spirit within becomes an eternal vigilance, a continuous listening, a setting aside of a portion of yourself that is ever listening, ever aware that within you flows infinite light. That light becoming manifest through you becomes life. And to the purity of your mind, the purity of your consciousness will determine the degree of that light which unfolds as your life, the number of mansions that you will follow. You see then, Darwin was talking about the face of the clock and not the inner mechanism. Jesus was talking about the inner you, because only the inner you and your realization of that inner you will bring you the life divine. I don't know if we'll ever go any higher in our message than this from an intellectual standpoint of words, but we must catch this. God does not create man. God manifests as the invisible light which is man. And there is no other life in the universe. All light of God is pure light in which there is no darkness, no evil, no error at all. And therefore all error, all darkness, all evil is merely the shadow of human thought from a mind that is non-existent. We can learn to stand on the truth of being, standing as the light, knowing that even though I am appearing to be a physical form, so was Jesus, and he was the light, and that light appeared as a form. And I will continue to appear as a form, but I must know within myself that where I stand is the light of God. And that light has dominion over the darkness. For where that light is realized, there can be no darkness. There can be no error, no evil, no sin, no crime, no disease. And in the realization of your identity as light, you have overcome the world. You have overcome that which is considered a world of good and evil. And though you walk in that world, you walk through it, you walk actually, literally, physically, you walk in the kingdom of God, but you're seen as a form. And as you catch the vision, the truth of it, you will discover that there is no power external to your true being. None whatsoever. You are the power, you are the light, you are the truth, you are the way. And you don't have to go anywhere to find it, you don't have to attain it, you don't have to rise up to it. You have to accept it. It already is you. Let's be silent. Try to catch this light of your own being. Try to feel yourself as a soul form and not a physical form. Try to be transfigured, to feel the soul form that you are, the light form. And know that the world is looking at that light form and seeing a physical form, just as it looked at the physical form of Jesus, but couldn't see the light that was there. For only light was there. Now this is spiritual discernment that will take you into a feeling, an awareness of your soul form, your light form, the form that you will ever be, regardless of how many human lives you may have had or will have. You will always be this soul form that you are now, and you have ever been, and this soul form of you can never feel disease, can never be anything less than perfect as your Father, for it is your Father. The awareness of that, that conscious awareness, constitutes Christ consciousness. It constitutes the fourth dimension of consciousness, in which the eye of your being, which already has overcome the world, lives your life. The light within you lives you. And all that flows forth in your experience is the experience of light within manifesting without, glorifying the Father. Your light is shining forth, glorifying the Father. This is our ultimate destiny on earth, to be what we are. And that's the purpose of this experience, to learn how to be what we are, to be the light of the world. Few of us have started doing this. In the morning, we establish identity. Before jumping out of that quilt, the instant we open our eyes, we shut them and establish that I am the light of God, the living spirit of God. Nobody can see me. I can't even see myself. I am spirit, invisible, inseparable from the Father, one. And then there must be a resting quietly, until there's a feeling of this, a conviction of it within, a realization of it. Maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Until before you leave that bed, you have established who you are. Then off we go, brush those teeth, get everything out of the way. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, but no more. And now get into a chair and establish something else. You've only just begun. Establish this. My body is a body of light. My mind is a mind of light. The human me has no right to try to use it, because there is no human me. If there's a human me using it, I'm abusing the truth. I'm going to suffer. No, this is a body of light and a mind of light, and only God can use it. Only God can inhabit this mind and body of light that I am and sit there with your eyes closed, realizing that today God will use this mind and body. And then be true to that. Let the rest of the day be that in which you are not concerned about anyone else's idea about what you should do. You are letting God within direct the body and the mind. Can you trust God within? Truth begins to activate you, and the truth within you does a wonderful thing. It guides you in the path of reality. Instead of moving in areas which are illusion, the truth of you rejects all that is unlike itself in your outer experience. And so all around you is this world, unaware of light, this world of illusion, but the truth of you, the divine seed, is growing you up right through this unaware world. You are living the word. You are evolving spiritually. Now you may say, well, how can I do that? The answer is you don't do it. You let it be done. You let the truth use that mind and body that day. And even though at first it seems, well, I'm going to sit here all day, it won't happen that way. I know it. I've done it. It doesn't happen that way at all. This truth begins to use you in the most amazing fashion. You discover things about you in this world around you you never dreamed of. And you begin to see impossible things really happen. Because truth is the power. Truth is the mind. Truth is the only life there is that is real. And as it walks through this world of unreality, it cuts a very fine and determined pathway for you. It goes before you, prepares a table for you in the midst of this world. Anyway, the glory is there to be taken, to be realized, to be released. It's just a matter of catching the vision and then following through, poor in spirit, meek, pure at heart, making this inner peace and being willing to be persecuted for it. And then, our Father worketh and we work hitherto. Well, I think that's it. Thanks a million.